Boulevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good
WMIE.
Afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're so excited about this teaching all this week. We've been teaching on not being able to live the Christian life in the flesh. We cannot live the Christian life in the flesh. And just to recap, we know that the mind controls the body.
Yes.
Right? We all know that. What the mind says, the body does. If the mind says, I'm getting up and I'm going to work, the body gets up and it goes to work. If the mind says, I'm hitting the snooze button and we're staying in this bed a little while longer, the body stays
in the bed.
If the mind says, we're going here, we're going there, the body follows. But it's all based off of a decision that takes place in the mind. But because the mind, the soul, encompasses our feelings, and our feelings are very fickle, our emotions and such, if we were only controlled by our mind, we'd be in a state of disarray, because sometimes we feel like it and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we feel like this, sometimes we feel like that, and we can't make decisions based off of how we feel. We might not feel like going to work, but we know that we're going to need that money in order to be able to pay those bills, whether we feel like paying them or not, right? They have to be paid. So thank God for the Spirit that controls both the mind and the body. So somebody else got to be in the seat. The Spirit of God operating through the human spirit has to be in the control seat in order for our mind and our body to live the Christian life. Otherwise, they're going to do what they want to do. Things are going to be up. Things are going to be down based off of how we feel. But the Spirit of God will steady us. It will keep us constant. It will keep us steady. So when all the storms of life are coming against us, the Spirit of God keeps us steady so that we're able to remain at peace. We're able to be filled with joy, even if the circumstances around us aren't bringing those emotions.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that's the Bible says we are to be led by the Spirit. We are to be what? Led by the Spirit. So our whole life conduct should come from the Spirit within our human spirit, and not from our mind. So whatsoever is true, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is of good report, these are the things that we should think. And you can only think on those things from the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Because when we go to the flesh, it's a selfish desire. All my desire there are selfish. They are carnal. They are not spiritual. And the thing about it, when we operate in the Spirit, it has no carnality in it. Mm-hmm. It has peace, joy, love. The fruit of the Spirit are peace, joy, love, long-suffering, patience, gentleness, kindness. That's from the Spirit. So when I'm exhibiting those traits, it simply means I'm living a Spirit-filled life. That's another thing here. Yeah.
And we can't exhibit those traits without the Spirit.
That's it.
That's for sure.
So how do you know that one has the Spirit when he is exhibiting those traits? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are the Spirit. That's the Spirit-filled life. Mm-hmm. Spirit-filled life. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be teaching this at Celebration. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? Mm-hmm. What does it mean? Because it says, I'm filled with the Spirit. What does it really mean? And the true meaning of a Spirit-filled life mm-hmm. is one that is led by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. One that exhibits the traits of the Spirit of God. And one that the world can see and see the difference. And they know for sure that that man and that woman could not do those things except the Spirit of God is in her or in him. That's how you know somebody is filled. Not somebody get up and go to church and shout hallelujah. That doesn't say a thing here. Huh. What it mean? Because after that hallelujah, go out and do the things now. That's the key. After all those shouting, can you go out and live what that hallelujah should say you should do? Or praise the Lord, can you go out now? When things not going wrong, you can do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Or when you're tempted to do something evil, you overcome it because the Spirit in you that is leading you and directing you tell you not to do it and you obey. Mm-hmm.
You gave us a good example on Sunday in church of the difference between a mind change and a spirit change.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of programs and such that speak toward the mind that try to get to change in the mind. Right. And they're only temporary. Unless there's a true change in the spirit, the mind is only going to obey for so long. And you specifically had gave the examples about different substance abuse programs,
right.
Incarceration and such. Somebody could be incarcerated and they could be doing all of the right things. They could be attending all the church services, doing all the attributes and things that would look like it's a good spiritual walk. But then as soon as they get released and now the flesh has a little bit of authority back, because it can make some choices.
Yes.
It doesn't make those choices now in alignment with the Spirit. It wasn't a spirit change. But when you're incarcerated, yeah, the stuff happens in jail and in prison and such, but you don't have as many choices to make as a person who is in the outside world. You have to make, you know, choices and such. So people could contain themselves in a controlled setting, but when they get out, even in rehab facilities and such, they could contain themselves in a controlled setting. But as soon as they get out of the controlled setting and now the flesh becomes empowered and it overruns any spiritual progress that they made, because the change only took place really in the mind. When it takes place in the spirit, when change takes place in the spirit, it changes what the body desires.
Come on. You can stay here and teach that. Mm-hmm. And you see how beautiful that explanation is. How beautiful, how powerful on this Friday morning. That explanation is. So things can change in my mind, but they're only temporary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are only what? Temporary. Mm-hmm. Before I go back to go do it the old ways.
Yeah. What's going to happen when the flesh gets a little expression, gets a little rope?
And I think on this Friday morning, Paul has that. Mm-hmm. And he says, it's in my mind. In my mind, I say that I'm not going to do these things. In my mind. He says it. Yeah, he was, the mind changed. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I decide I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do. But he says, wait a minute. I find myself doing the very same thing that I tell myself. And that's why we're talking Sunday. The guy's incarcerated. He said, man, when I get out, I'm never going to do those things no more.
And then they go turn around and they do it all over again.
And when I get out, they go right back and do the old things all over.
Yep.
Because real change take place where? In the Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And that's in Romans chapter 7, starting at verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh,
yeah,
nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, mm-hmm, but how to perform what is good, I do not find.
Fine.
For the good that I will to do, I do not do. Mm-hmm. But the evil I will not to do,
that I do.
Practice.
I like how you read it. He didn't say I do. He says I practice,
which means I do over and over.
That's a word. That practice. How many of us can raise our hand in it? The things that we know we shouldn't do, we practice it. So we become what? We become perfect in it.
Yeah. Verse 20, now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So there has to be a spiritual change that redirects our mind to serve God through his word, through the principles and such that he has put into place. Because if we want certain results, then there are certain principles that we have to live by. And there are certain things that we cannot do. There are certain things for us to do, and there are certain things for us not to do. And as we all go through the course of our day, we're constantly making decisions. Do I do this? Do I not do this? Do I do this? Do I not do this? But when we are feeding our spirit man, and we know we're very familiar with the principles of God, and we've gotten results utilizing the principles of God, we're more apt to go in the direction that God is showing us to go instead of veering off into temptation and such. The more that we conversate with the Lord, the more that we get used to hearing his voice and turning our face to him, the Bible says that he'll instruct us, he'll guide us with his eye. So in order for him to be able to do that, we have to look toward him. What should we do in this situation? What direction should we go? We have to look toward him. And we look toward him and we know his response when we are familiar with him. You know the look in your parents' eye when they look at you a certain way, but not so much a stranger. So we must be familiar with God. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are
you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Through every changing moment, find me at your throne. In every shifting season, find this heart bowed down. Through every stormy tempest and every circumstance, when life is at its brightest, oh, when shadows gather round, let me find my way to the place of praise. I will not bring that which caused me